Hi, I'm Patty Kim. In this edition, we journey to Laos, what I would call a real hidden gem of a destination located in Southeast Asia. We take you now to Luang Prabang. It's an ancient royal city that sits on the Mekong River, a place where you'll find that the spirit of Buddhism is alive and well. The day begins as it has for hundreds of years. Here in this City of the Golden Buddha, as it's called, Buddhist monks gather in temples to pray and meditate. Now, if you can start your day early enough, you'll catch a sight that's definitely worth losing a bit of sleep for. At dawn, a stream of young monks carrying begging bowls through the streets. They collect bits of food and rice from women waiting on the roadside. Every morning, this silent ritual provides the monks with a simple breakfast, something they eat with great thanks. These are the kinds of timeless rituals that you see play out each day in Luang Prabang, the ancient royal capital of Laos. The best time to arrive in this beautiful city is probably during the dry and cool season, which is between November and February. Once in Luang Prabang, check out the main road that passes by some of the city's most ornate temples and colorful signs of worship. Luang Prabang is a pretty small place, and the best way to explore it is on foot. You can walk literally every street and alley in town, and just about everywhere you go, you'll stumble onto a great photo opportunity. The Lao are very conservative when it comes to dress, so if you do plan on visiting a monastery, don't forget to cover up. Keeping a big scarf in your backpack will probably do the trick. Wearing sandals or shoes that you can slip on and off easily is highly recommended, since it is customary to take off your shoes before entering a Lao home or temple. For people looking for something a little off the beaten path, a glimpse of the sacred is what makes Luang Prabang and Laos one of the most rewarding places to begin your search.